I decree and declare we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. I decree and declare your words, your spirit, they comfort us. I decree and declare our righteousness is from the Lord, and everything we do will prosper, for we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I decree and declare we are doers of God and blessed in our deeds. I decree and declare we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I decree and declare great is the peace of our children, and they are taught of the Lord. I decree and declare your word flows to every organ of our body, bringing healing and health. I decree and declare that God will bless us and surround us with favor like a shield. I decree and declare our covenant is a covenant of peace and prosperity and blessing. I decree and declare we are blessed coming in and blessed coming out. I decree and declare we are the head and not the tail. I decree and declare we are prosperous. We have witty ideas, businesses, and entrepreneurs. I decree and declare we are more than conquerors. And I decree and declare that Christ has redeemed us from poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. I decree and declare it has been given to us, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, two men shall give unto our bosom. Prophetess Darlene, will you open up the line for us to speak in our heavenly language?
Amen. And Prophetess Glenda, you'll be number seven, I'll be number eight. Amen.
Amen.
Is somebody over here? Okay.
2 minutes each, please.
Lord, for your blood covenant, my God, knowing, Father, that the life of the flesh is in the blood. We thank you for the blood that is flowing even now, Father, from the highest mountain to the lowest valley, in the lives, Father, of your servants, your handmaiden, and all those, my God, that need a touch from you tonight, Father, we are decreeing, my God, wholeness to their body, to the wholeness to the complete man, Father, spirit, soul, body, and mind. And we thank you for the soundness of mind, Father. And we thank you for a turnaround and a transformation that's taken place in hearts and life. Lord, we thank you for our Bishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, that you're strengthening Father, that you're unctionizing, Father, and you're opening, my God, miraculous doors in the lives of your people, Lord Jesus. We give you glory for the families that you're covering underneath your blood, and your angels continue being an assignment, opening doors, Father, that will seemingly seem shut. And Father, we're making, Lord, doing new things, Father, and seeing them springing forth even now. We thank you for your grace and your favor that you have placed upon the lives of your people. Because, Father, you will bless the righteous with favor where you compass us, about us with a shield. And we thank you for the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and add no sorrow. And we give you glory, praise, and honor for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Thank you, Father God, for the newness every day, your word, the Bible, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, clarity and wisdom. Thank you for loving and creating me, Father. I thank you for your will and your way, building your kingdom. I thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and First Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you for their faithfulness and leadership in globalizing the prophetic, which we are all a part of. Give them extra strength, Lord, in this season, and continue to bless their efforts in every way, form, and fashion. Thank you for their knowledge that they continue to share with us, covering all, Father, on the sick and shut-in list, Mother Myers and Ronald Blake and Bianca and the end of the slavery in Libya and all parts of Africa. I thank you for the healing of Prophetess Aisha Cooper and Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and the Turners, Regina and Alan Turner. I thank you for my complete healing of the heart and lungs. I thank you for the children. Continue protecting them. Thank you for blowing a fresh wind of peace and understanding of to all the families represented on this line and worldwide. Thank you for the leadership of the House of Zoe Ministries, and may they follow spiritual protocol to the fullest, because as you say, Lord, servants become leaders. Continue blessing the mothers of the house, Mother Jordan and Mother Myers and Mother Austin and Mother Barry, and thank you for the wisdom that you give them. I thank you for our goings and comings of us as adults, as well as our children, protecting them and their comings and goings in schools. I thank you for Pastor Prophetess Mascarene Cohen and Shekinah. Keep them lifted up, Lord. Thank you for the new contracts and new businesses. Thank you for all the prayers that's going forth before mine and after mine, that you honor each and every one of them. And I thank you for all the people that's on the conference calls for the first time and every day that they join. And may they continue joining. Praise and love and honor you, Jesus, in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you for the dawning of a new day. We thank you for the unity of peace around the world. Father, we thank you for keeping the hedge protection around our families and our children. Father, we thank you for keeping the elderly safe in this season. Father, we thank you for the wisdom that will open doors and bring elevation and expansion. Father, we thank you for job opportunities. We thank you for creative minds. Father, we thank you for creative opportunities to even start a business, Lord. We thank you for real estate miracles, Lord. We thank you for money-making ideas that will lead to legacies of wealth. Father, we thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan. We thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the vision of home. We thank you for family legacies that is represented on this line. Father, we thank you for lost loved ones coming back to the family, safe and sound. Father, I thank you for the continuous healing from our prophets, Prophet Aisha Cooper, Prophet Cynthia Dawson, Minister Stephen Bostick, Mother Myers, Dorothy Myers, Brother Wally Bilal, Brother Ronald Blake. Father, we thank you for the disappearance of the slave trades in Libya. Father, we thank you for protecting and keep supporting the various countries of the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, California, Texas, even the United States, Father. We thank you for the wisdom that you give the president and his cabinet. Father, we just thank you for love and success. We thank you for healing and strength worldwide. And we ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And I thank you, Father God, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness, God. Thank you for drawing us together again, raising our voices up to you, God, seeking your ear, seeking your face. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we love you and we thank you. And we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for the company of prophets. Thank you for the vision the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah have to globalize the prophetic and for the vision to reach out to people in prayer, covering people in prayer, because we certainly need prayer, Lord. And we thank you, God. The more we thank you, the more abundantly you bless us. Thank you, and help us to remember that, to always be thankful, God. And God, I thank you for healing those whose names are on the sick list, God. I can't remember them all. You know who they are, God. Thank you for your healing virtue flowing through each and every person on that list, God. Thank you for your covering and for your protection. And Lord, look upon each and every person listening in on the line on this morning, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, God. Give them peace in their hearts. Cover their finances as they learn to tithe and to do the things that they're supposed to do with money, oh God. God, bless their hands mightily, God. And God, thank you for all the witty ideas and inventions that you're giving us. And Lord, look upon your children, even those who will be on tomorrow night. Cover them, God. Give them peace in their hearts. Strengthen them, God, the fledglings. Strengthen the company of prophets. Strengthen the all of your prophets, God, and all of you, those who work in ministry, God. Bless them. Strengthen their hands, God. Strengthen their voices. Thank you for covering my family and for drawing them even closer to you. Thank you for healing my body. I give you glory, honor, and praise. And thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen.
I will cry unto God, most high unto God, that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Father God, we thank you for your truth, God, that you are our source. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are, God, our all in all. You are the beginning and you are the end of all things, Father God. And we are trusting you in this day. Thank you for life and food and covering, God. Thank you for restoration, Father God. Thank you, God, as we stand in the gap for the things and situations, even that we might not know, God, of those who might be crying out, who need rescuing, healing, and deliverance, Father God. Thank you for the seeds of the testimonies that have gone forth already, that more testimonies will come forth even from the listening of other testimonies, Father God. We trust you, God, with a mind to serve you, God, with a mind to love you, God. We thank you for making our enemies our footstools, Father God. We thank you for each and every one that's on this line, established on this line, Father God, for we're touching and agreeing with one another for the deliverance, Father God, for our relatives, Father God, and even our friends. Thank you for salvation already going forth, Father God. We thank you, God, for the healing of all the names mentioned, Father God, here today, that you, Father God, are the doctor and working it out in favor of them, Father God. We thank you for these things already being done. We thank you for the finances, Father God, that we may have the seed to even put in the ground, Father God, for your work, God. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you for our leaders, Father God. Pastor Jordan and our Archbishop, Father God, even when they travel, Father God, we thank you for covering them a ball of protection, Father God. And may they continue to move in your way, Father God, and in your will. And that's even blessing them with people along the way, Father God, that people will be blessed with them, God, and they're going to be blessing them as well, God. We thank you, God, for just awakening in us the things that we need to know, the things that we need to learn on this journey of life, God. We thank you for these things being a helpmate for us even in this hour. We thank you for relationships and families, Father God, mothers and daughters and fathers and sons, bringing them, rescuing these situations back. We thank you for breaking the back of addiction in this hour to whatever that thing may be, Father God. We cancel that out, Father God. We give your name always the honor, the glory, and the praise, God. And anything that's not like you, Father God, in us, we cancel that out even, Father God, so that we're able to stand before you in love and through your grace and your mercy, God. We thank you for education in this hour, Father God, that we're wise enough to move in the way that you have us to move. We give your name the praise always. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Let our conversations always be full of grace, seasoned with salt. And we thank you, Father God, because we are the salt of the earth. And Father, we thank you that you are the light of the world. We ask, Father God, for your favor, God, this evening, and we thank you for it in advance, God. We thank you for favor. We thank you for the favor, God, that begins to present miracles. We thank you for favor in health and healing, God. We thank you for favor in wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. We thank you for favor, Father God, in money ideas and financial, Father God, breakthroughs. We thank you that you are the Lord of the harvest, God. We thank you that you are the Lord of the breakthrough. We call on the name of the Lord this evening, God, and as we are gathered here, Father God, touching and agreeing, God, we believe, Father God, your word, your promises, God, are so be it and amen. We believe, God, that you are the King of Kings and that you are, Father God, the Lord thy God, thy righteousness, God. We believe, Father God, that every word that you said, Father God, is true. We pray, Father God, that you will lead us and direct us, Father God. We pray, Father God, for healing, and we pray for new mercies every day. We pray for everyone on the phone line, God. We pray for their families, God. We pray for direction, Father God. We pray for counsel, Father God. We pray, Father God, that your wisdom and the manifold wisdom of God, Father God, we pray for that, God, that we will know direction in every situation, Father God. We pray for healing, God. We pray for your tender mercies. We pray, Father God, for our government this evening, God. We pray where there is separation and division that you will bring unity, God. We pray, Father God, for those over in Libya, Father. We pray for all of the countries, God, that are in derision, Father. We pray for peace, God. We pray for restoration, Father. And we pray, Father God, that you will deliver, Father God, the young women out of the sex trade and the human trafficking, Father. We pray that you will protect and cover them, God. We pray for our own families, God, that you would continually keep a hedge of protection around them, God. And we thank you, Father God, for our children are blessed, for they are trees of righteousness, God. We thank you, Father God, that our children are blessed coming and going, God. We ask, Father God, that you endue them with power, God. Teach them how to pray. Teach them, Father God, to be aware of their surroundings, God, and teach them to look to you in all things and to give thanks in everything they do, God. We thank you, Father God, for your reward is with you, God. And we thank you, Father God, for our just deserts, God. We thank you, Father God, for the provision. We thank you, Father God, for the reward system, God. We thank you for your justice system, God. We thank you for your favor, God. And we thank you, Father God, for your tender mercies this evening. And we thank you, Father God, as we move, Father God, and have all of your being, We thank you, Father, that you are giving us, Father God, new money, God, new ideas. And we thank you that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And as we begin to possess our inheritance, God, we thank you, Father God, for the breakthrough, God. We call forth those things as if they were, God. And we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Thank you, God, because you is and always will be, oh God. And without you, oh God, we are nothing, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Lord, that we call upon you, our sovereign protection, Jesus. Thank you, God, for enlightening our understanding to inflame, to purify our bodies and sanctify our souls, God. Thank you, God, that our desires will always be on you, oh God. And thank you, God, for increase in our lives. Thank you, God, that we decrease and you increase, dear Lord. Thank you, God, for putting us on guard against human weakness, Jesus, oh God. Thank you, God, that our speech be blameless, Jesus, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for all your leaders in your churches and all over the world, God. Thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for giving us good health, God. Thank you, God, for giving us wealth, Jesus. Thank you, God, for your healing power, God. Thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh, God. Thank you, God, for the privilege of prayer, Jesus. Thank you, God, for restoration, Jesus. Thank you, God, for teaching us to trust fully in your infinite love, God. Thank you, God, for leading us in the path of righteousness, dear Lord. And thank you, God, for being a hope among those communities affected by the storm and any devastation, Jesus. Thank you, God, for granting them safety, Lord. And thank you, God, for granting them unshakable peace, Jesus, oh God. Thank you, God, for everybody on the line, God. Thank you, God, for blessing their homes. And thank you, God, for increase in their lives, Jesus, oh God. Oh God, and thank you, God, for a relationship, for healing relationships, Jesus. And thank you, Almighty God, that we continue to have blessings upon the schools, college, and all institutions of learning. And thank you, God, for filling our youth and all of us, our hearts, with your goodness, Jesus, oh God. Thank you, God, for making us the head and not the tail, oh God. And God, thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters, God. And thank you, Almighty, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children and our grandchildren, our loved ones all around us, God. And thank you, God, that you is and always will be. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Ghost, in your masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for in thee, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is thine, O Lord. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. We thank you, Lord God, for your word declares that at the end of every seventh year, all debts are canceled. We thank you, God, for debt cancellation. We thank you, Lord, that you break the bands of wickedness, of financial oppression over your people. We thank you, Lord God, for the miracle of debt cancellation. We thank you, Lord God, for contracts being lost and displaced. We thank you, Lord God, for wiping the slate clean and relieving your people. We thank you, Lord God, that you release your people so they can worship you in freedom and liberty and stand in the, therefore, in the liberty where you make them free and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. We thank you, Lord God, that you bring us into our wide place. You bring us into a place of expansion and divine liberty and divine elevation and divine promotion for the wealth of the wicked is laid up for us, Father God, and being released to us even now. And the heart of the king is in your hand, and you turn it whithersoever way you will, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for divine favor and divine promotion, God, straight from glory. We thank you for sanctification and purification. We thank you, Lord God, that as we empty out, you cleanse us, Lord, from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. We thank you, Lord, that we are strong in you and in the power of your might. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, for blessing every family that's represented on this call. We thank you, Lord God, for generational curses being destroyed at the very origin of the root, Lord God. And from the root to the fruit, God, we decree and declare deliverance and healing for your people. We thank you for our Archbishop and our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and strength and divine protection over the first family and all of our families. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, because, Father, truly this is your day that you have made, you have created. And, Father, we choose to rejoice and give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for each household that is represented on this call tonight. We want to thank you also, Father, for each individual, Lord. Lord, you know the need, you know the desire, Father. And, Father, even as they stand here on this call on this morning in faith, trusting and believing you, Father. Father, I thank you right now, Lord, that their prayers are being answered in the name of Jesus, Father. Because, Father, you said whatsoever we ask, you said ask and it shall be given, Father. And, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're touching and you're strengthening every household in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that you're touching them, Father, and you're stirring them up, Father. You're stirring them up for greatness. You're stirring them up, Father, so that they may fulfill their purpose and destiny in you, Father. Father, I pray now for those that are sick and those that are shut in, Father, those that are incarcerated, Father. Father, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Let them know, Lord, that you have not forgotten about them, Lord. Let them know, Father, that by your stripes you have already healed and you have already set the captive free, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray even tonight, Father, even as we stand in agreement on this morning, Father. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, you're stirring us up, Father. Father, stir us up so much so, Father, until we begin to move and press forth in your word and in your grace, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are anointing us afresh, Father. We thank you in the name of Jesus that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, Father, even as we stand in faith on this night and on this morning, Father, that the enemy is already under our feet. He has no power. He has no authority. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord. Lord, we speak life and to those that are sick. We speak life, Father, even into our finances. We speak life even into our relationship. We speak life even unto our family and our loved ones, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're causing greatness to begin to rise up, and you're causing our hands to busy itself, Father. Busy itself so that it can produce us and bring forth the wealth that you have already destined us to walk into in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name and we thank you for this day, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to order our footsteps, Father. And even as we move and navigate through this day, Father, let this day, Lord, be one of the greatest and most fruitful day that we have ever experienced. Why? Because you are our shepherd and we have no need nor want for anything. We thank you, Lord, for right connections. We thank you, Lord, for people that will cross our path, Father, that we will have a word, a saying of encouragement unto them, Father. Father, cause our light to shine brighter than they've ever been lit before in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks now and forevermore as we stand in agreement in the unity of faith, even now on this morning and on this call, Father. We thank you, Lord, that the work has already been done, and we give your name praise, honor, and thanks because you alone deserve the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Prophetess Darlene. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. It's an honor and a privilege and a blessing to stand with you on this prayer call. And we're just always honored when you're able to take time out of your busy schedule and your rest to join us on this prayer call. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. It's an honor to be here, just to be numbered among the living. to be able to lift our voice up and begin to cry out unto God, because it's simply because if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, that we will hear from heaven. And especially in times like these, we need a word from the Lord, and we need to hear from heaven. So thank you, people of God. Thank you, prophets. I just love each and every one of you for life. And I can only say it can only get better. Why? Because we're busying ourselves doing the work of the Lord. So thank you, family. I love you to life. Peace.
Amen. And, Pastor, have you been hearing some of the testimonies that have been going forth?
Yes, I have. Powerful testimonies, especially Sister Castillo, about no cancer. And we're expecting even more miracles and more breakthroughs and stuff. Why? Because we trust our God. Why? Because we're going to the source, Jesus the healer, Jesus the physician. So this is powerful. And I'm loving all the testimonies.
Amen and amen. I just believe that as we just incite the people through the powerful testimonies, it would just raise their vibration and their expectation as we approach the throne of grace. Amen and amen. Bless you,
amen.
Pastor.
Bless you all. Peace.
Amen. All right, we are going to jump right in to our announcement. Join Archbishop Jordan in the morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the live conference call. Amen. They're teaching. He's teaching out of A Woman Called Adam. And this is, I don't know, I always say this, but I believe this is one of the best works yet. Maybe it's because it's about us women. Amen. And it's liberating. Amen. The Word of God says we shall be free from oppression. Amen. And if the women are oppressed, the entire nation is oppressed. But this is a powerful work. And if you are not in the Book of the Month Club, then you don't have this book and you can't get this book. But you can, amen, listen in on the teaching. And it is awesome. Amen. Also, we know that Prophecology is swiftly approaching, February 23rd through the 26th, the Birthing House in the Latter Rain. Amen. And it will be held at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Times Square. It's where it all began, and we will be there. Amen. And if you are approaching and registered through the Book of the Month Club, you still must register for Prophecology. So you go to prophecology.com, amen, and provide the necessary required information on that website concerning your travel itinerary, roommate selection, etc. All of the information is there. Amen. Pop Life Radio conference call, amen, every Monday through Friday, 12 noon. Tremendous teachings. Amen. Tremendous presentation by the Company of Prophets. Every day there's a different call. Amen. A different theme. And it's absolutely powerful. Amen. And join us again for the Midnight Cry, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Submit your prayer request at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. And I'm going to say it and say it and say it again. People of God, allow the spirit of evangelism to breathe upon you and share about this call. Invite someone to these calls. Allow the healing touch of Father to, amen, be exemplified in the lives of others. Let's not be selfish with this. Amen. Let's spread the love. Post a phone number on your Facebook pages, on your Instagram pages, on your Twitter, in your Twitter accounts. Share, amen, and watch God bless and move in your experience as you be a blessing to someone else. Now, if this call, if this prayer call is a blessing to you, amen. It's Bishop and Pastor's anniversary, and we want to share out of our substance and be a blessing and a thank you. Amen. As Pastor and Bishop continue to be a yes, we want to continue to be a yes and stand and support and bless them. Pour into them as they continue to pour into us. Show a seed, share a seed of thanksgiving and appreciation. Amen. You can text, amen, your donation at 646-762-0433. Amen. And you can text, thank you. Amen. And sow your seed. Amen. $50, $500, $5,000, whatever the Lord has blessed you to share. Amen. How important is this call to you? What would happen if Pastor came on and said, tonight is the last night of this call? How would you be impacted? That should determine your willingness to share and to keep this call going and see it expand. Amen. So, amen. Company of Prophets, did I miss anything in terms of our announcements? Did I miss anything? I heard a voice.
No, I think you covered everything. This is Prophetess Olympia, Prophetess Darlene.
All right. Thank you so much. Amen. And once again, I so appreciate each of you prophets for being a yes and standing with us as we stand and strengthen the hands of the woman of God, our leading lady, our illustrious pastor, prophetess, Deborah Jordan, the wife of our archbishop, the neck that turns the head. Amen. And God bless you is our prayer. And have a blessed, wonderful rest of the day. And tomorrow is Friday. This week has gone by so swiftly. I cannot believe that we're already at at Friday morning. And so Friday is when our fledglings will come and stand and share in this prayer call with us. And so, if you have any children or young people in your life, invite them to this prayer call. Amen. They're going to be up playing video games or doing other things. Amen. Bring them on this call. Let them experience the young people praying. Amen. Amen. We need to train them up in the way they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart. Bring your children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews. Amen. And if you babysit them, bring them on this call and allow them to experience the hand touch of the Lord. God bless you all is my prayer. Have a great rest of the day.